A year ago, a devastating explosion ripped through the port of Beirut, killing hundreds of people, including two-year-old Australian Isaac Oloz, and leaving parts of the city in ruins. An investigation by Lebanese authorities has been hampered by political interference and has yet to bring a senior single official to account. Middle East correspondent Tom Joyner filed this report from Beirut.
George Hayek remembers driving home past the port of Beirut when his world turned upside down.
The ground went out. The car flew for 2 meters high. You see, it's totally black, like you are in hell.
Only a few hundred meters away, thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate had suddenly exploded, sending shockwaves through the Lebanese capital, eventually killing at least 200 and injuring thousands of others.
I'm here now after all this, but the emotion is very, very high. How I managed to survive, my life is miraculous.
On the first anniversary of the Beirut blast, George Hayek, like tens of thousands of others, is marching to send a message to the country's leaders.
I blame the political people who was running the country. They robbed everything and made us poor.
At the time of the blast, many in Lebanon had hoped the country's leaders would be brought to account for their corruption and mismanagement. But so far, there's been little change. And with Lebanon in the midst of an unfolding economic crisis, many feel like things have become worse.
Anger, it's everywhere. The problem, how to convert this anger to a social force.
Nizar Sagia is the head of Legal Agenda, a Lebanese non-profit that's been advocating on behalf of blast victims. He says despite everything, things are gradually shifting.
So you have a new political life emerging in Lebanon. This case becomes somehow the symbol of justice for Lebanese people against the regime.
It's a fight for justice that Abdo Faraon is willing to see through to the end.
I am very, very angry. We want to know who's behind this crime. We are the victims and we won't accept this.
The 77-year-old's home overlooking the port was blown to pieces. Inside its shattered walls is now a jungle of scaffolding and debris. Any furniture that survived the explosion was quickly looted.
I was born in this house. I grew up here and I got married here. What makes me sad is to think that I won't pass this house down to my grandchildren. All the dreams we had, it's all gone.
But for other survivors of the blast, like George Hayek, there's still hope.
Now we are surviving this. Hopefully this day will be a new beginning for new Lebanon.
This is Tom Joyner in Beirut, reporting for AM.